As I look in my rear view mirror of happenings on the Kenai Peninsula, I remember 1991 very well, when the first Kenai Visitor and Culture Center was dedicated and opened its doors, thanks to the vision of people like John Williams, Don Young, Ted Stevens, Frank Murkowski, that made the funding and this vision, which was rather controversial back in the day, whether we should build it or not. But it's here, and now many years later, it's going through a transition and has actually been reopened thanks to Danielle Lopez-Stam, who is the Cultural Center Coordinator. I don't think we've had one of those for quite a while, Danielle. And tell us what, first of all, brought you to Alaska from Arkansas.
My husband and I, we were just really intrigued by the area, and we had long wanted to move to Alaska and finally just made the step to do it.
The post office often sends things to Arkansas rather than to Alaska because of the AK and don't know any difference. Now tell me a bit about your background.
I am a cultural anthropologist. I trained through the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and my specialty is in oral history and archival studies.
Wow. So briefly for our listener, for me, the difference between an anthropologist and an archaeologist is what?
So they're both in the same branch. They both fall under anthropology. But as a cultural anthropologist, I specialize in societies and cultures, understanding them, participant observation, where I observe cultural activities and things like that. An archaeologist deals with things that are from the past and not necessarily things that are present. And so they are out there digging and retrieving artifacts and things like that.
So you've come to a very rich area.
Yes, so this is a wonderful area for anthropologists.
Now, while the Visitor Center has become known for many events through the years and in its history here, this resurgence and kind of a rebirth and reopening is sort of new to a lot of us who have been here for a while. Now, we know that there are a lot of things that have been in storage, some 4,000 pieces in the past, and now they're going to be on display and new cultural lecture series is being introduced. Tell me about that, Danielle.
Yes, so every month we have a rotating theme that we're dealing with. We're somewhat going through the chronological history of Kenai. So this month it's all early Kenai, pre-contact, pre-European involvement. February it will be all Russian Alaska, where when Russia arrived here and what happened after that. And then following we have March, where it's all more modern Kenai, after contact and then to present day. And our speakers, they're all people that are experts in their fields related to the theme that we're having. So for this month, we're having an archaeologist come and present.
Now, while the present becomes the past in history very rapidly, will you be recording and keeping these lectures as something that can be maybe accessed with an app or with a website in the future for those who aren't maybe able to make that particular lecture series?
That is a great question. So Samantha, our director here, she intends on putting it on YouTube, which will help preserve it and help people access it.
That's fantastic. Now, will the displays, because those of us who come frequently here to the Visitor Center are used to the displays and have seen them a myriad of times, and now everything is new, and I guess you are going to be changing the exhibit on a monthly basis to kind of coincide with the lectures.
Yes. Yeah, so when I came on here, Samantha and I agreed that we needed to change. We needed to rotate things out because we have so many things that are in storage that the public just have not seen. And we wanted to bring that out and provide a more enriching educational experience when people come to visit the Cultural Center.
Now, as you look at the history of the Kenai Peninsula from ancient years to our host cultures, the stories that have brought us to where we are now and the discovery of oil and gas, being from Arkansas, is it a pretty rich heritage that we have here?
It is. So Arkansas, it definitely has the rich homesteader history there. And so with that, I connect really well here. And that was actually what my thesis work was on, the Homestead Act here in Alaska. And so I'm really well-versed in that. But here, there's just a plethora of resources and just history in general, because we have the Alaska Natives that have been here, we have the Russians, and we have everybody else that came here during the oil boom. And things like
that. So homesteading is actually relatively modern history for Alaska.
Oh, absolutely. And basically with the Homestead Act is when that kind of came into play. Prior to that, it was just subsistence living. And the Homestead Act was implemented in the late 1800s, but it didn't really come into Alaska until right before statehood.
Danielle, you've done some homework.
Yes.
Now you're reaching out and talking to these people and meeting them as well?
Yes, I am. So community involvement and community outreach is something I'm very passionate about, and I try to collaborate with local schools, with the local Alaska Native tribes and things, organizations like that, to ensure that we can talk and have things going on together, and displays and exhibits and speakers.
And those of us who have been here for a while who know, like, you're going to have something on dog mushing, I saw up there on the calendar. We know Mitch Zeevy, we know Dean Osmar, and we can give you these names and contacts because they are the ones who have these wonderful stories.
Yes, and I've reached out to all of them to try to establish a speaking engagement with them. So,
how do we reach you?
You can contact me by email is usually best, and that's culturalcenter@kenaichamber.org, or you can contact the Kenai Chamber's phone.
Which is the phone number of 1991 when it was first opened here on the Kenai Peninsula. Danielle Lopez is now the Cultural Center Coordinator, and we are so excited about the future and the new year over at the Visitor and Cultural Center. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that historical sound of KSRM.